Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out, DeSantisHolster.com. Joining us now from deep in the heart of Arizona, I guess, is writer Dean Weingarten. I was asked, Dean, in the last hour, if you knew anything about Indiana besides what your last article was about regarding that. Has it passed out of the Senate?
Okay, yes, I do know some things about Indiana, and I got some information from a confidential source this weekend, and I have an article that's probably going to be published in MLN this afternoon. I'm not 100% sure of that, but it would be timely because they are debating and voting on the Indiana constitutional carry law today, and today is the last day of the Indiana legislative session. So either it passes out of the legislature today, or it's dead for the year. And it's gone through a number of iterations. One of the things that happened is that in the last article, there was an amendment added to the bill that basically gutted, and effectively that amendment was engineered into the bill by Senator Liz Brown of District 15 in Indiana. So what happened was that the whole committee then voted to pass the amended bill, keep it alive and in play. Then the senators who were pushing to pass constitutional carry went to the Rules Committee and said that Senator Brown did not follow the rules in what she did in the Judiciary Committee where the amendment was put into the bill. So then there was a substitution. I have been told, and this is a source I can't name, that the Senate Pro Tem, President Pro Tem, Roderick Bray, has been convinced that they need to pass constitutional carry. And that there was in a conference committee between the House and the Senate, the conference committee took a bill that already had passed both the House and the Senate and substituted the entire wording of HB 1077, which is the constitutional carry bill, and they then the procedure is that it would then go to the whole, to the Senate and the House, to be passed by each one, and that would be a mechanism whereby you could then resurrect HB 1077 with a different name. It would now be, I think it was SB 209. And then that went to the Rules Committee, I think, of the Senate. No, it was in the caucus, Now, again, this is by one source that has been a trustworthy source, but it's the only source I have. It's confidential. I can't name a name.
Right.
And it went to the conference, caucus, the Republican caucus, and the caucus was willing and desired to pass the whole bill. But again, and this is what I've been told by one source, is that Senator Liz Brown basically became very emotional and claimed, we can't pass this bill this way. It has this horrible provision in there whereby minors who commit a crime with a firearm have to be tried by adults. And we can't allow it with that provision in the bill, which was put in at the request of law enforcement. So the Senate leadership in the caucus, the Republican caucus, then said, okay, we'll require that amendment to be put into the bill. So the latest I've heard is the bill has now been transferred to another bill. It's now like HB 1236. And I may have that number wrong because there's a lot going on. And I just watched a committee hearing on that where by 7-4, I think it was the Rules Committee, voted the bill out of the committee. Now, I believe that it will now have to go to both the House to be passed and the Senate to be passed because it's been changed by an amendment. And today is the last day, and whether they're able to get that through today is uncertain. It looks like that both House and Senate leadership are now behind the bill, so I think it's got a good chance, but it has to be passed by both House and Senate before midnight today.
Right.
And then it goes to Governor Holcomb. And the same source that I'm talking about, and I have some other people that are saying the same thing on this, said Holcomb doesn't want the bill to come to him, and he was pushing and supporting Senator Brown to kill the bill in the legislature. So it's not known what will happen if and when the bill goes to Holcomb.
Who all's up for re-election next year? Or this year? Who's up for re-election? All of them?
Well, no. Senator Liz Brown is up for re-election, but the primary, the date to file for the primary election was in February. So now you cannot file for the primary election, and the primary election, I believe, is on the 3rd of May. It might be the 5th. I have it down in my notes. But it's early in May. May 3rd, I have it. And February 4th was the deadline to file. So while Senator Brown's up for election, nobody is opposing her. Nobody filed in the primary election, and because her district is safely conservative, no Democrat has filed against her for the general election. So she's unopposed. And then the other two Republicans who voted with her to gut the bill in the committee are not up for election until 2024. That's in the Senate. Now, I believe that Governor Holcomb is facing an election, and he obviously feels pressure to sign the bill, or he wouldn't be trying to kill it in the legislature so much. You know, he could just kill it by a veto. But I don't know whether he'll veto it or not. And I believe that Indiana has a provision that if he does nothing, the bill becomes law in 10 days. And I'd have to check that, but that's what I
recall. What a bunch of punks. Yeah. What a bunch of...
It's really amazing to look at all this. It's just incredible.
Hang on for me. We're coming up on the first break. This article is on AmmoLand.com, where 1,900-plus other articles from Dean are on AmmoLand as well. Check it out. I mean, this... We'll talk about this when we get back, but check Dean's stuff out. AmmoLand.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Eastern.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Build American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Indeed, check him out, DeSantisHolster.com. Speaking to Dean Weingarten, we were just talking about Indiana and everything else. I see that you have an article out there about Ohio has gone to the desk of Governor DeWine. Do we know how that is faring?
Well, there's an administrative process that has to happen before it actually gets to the governor's desk. The Buckeye Firearms Association says that they have Governor DeWine on record as saying he would sign the bill. I have it from sources very close to the process saying that Governor DeWine would sign the bill, or that they believe he would. I mean, that's not a guarantee, obviously. So I believe he will, but there is some pressure coming on from the media saying blood in the streets, the story on that.
Right.
And I'd like to add a little bit on Indiana because there's a little bit more complexity, and that is if the legislature passes constitutional carry today, then Governor Holcomb has an opportunity to sign or veto the bill. And Indiana has an interesting provision. Unlike most states, it only takes a simple majority of the legislature to override a governor's veto. And last year, in 2021, the legislature overrode Governor Holcomb's vetoes three times. Not only that, it appears that they don't have to do it this session. They have all of the next session to override the veto. So it looks like the veto in Indiana doesn't give the governor a lot of power. I mean, he would give legislators an excuse. If it's a very close vote and they want to change their vote and say, we don't want to go against the governor, something like that could happen. But it looks to me like this vote on constitutional carry will be a strong vote, not just a very close vote. I don't expect it to be, 51%. I expect it to be closer to like 60% or even two-thirds of both houses. And in that case, it'll be hard for them. Let's say the possibility of a veto is very strong. A veto override is very strong in Indiana. So I thought the bill was likely dead, simply because there just wasn't much time left. But it shows you what a motivated leadership can do if they actually want to get a bill through.
The thing that
where we often are told, oh, we don't have time.
See, here's the problem I have. Nobody is doing anything. You were describing a scenario where the governor can just not commit to anything and it can become law, and then everybody's happy, and he still gets to appease whatever. Is this cat a Republican as well in Indiana, Holcomb?
Yes, he is a Republican.
Yeah. I mean, what kind of legislative leadership is that? That's not leadership. This is
right.
It's kowtowing to a bunch of baseless fears, while they're surrounded by all kinds of people that have already done it. For whatever, and if the reason they don't want to do it, or the reason they want to see it fail, is because they just don't think it's a good idea, and they'd rather not have the armed population not having to get their permission. Once again, that's not leadership. Get out there and make your case. Just don't get out there and, try to be misleading.
That's what in this article that I expect to be published today or probably at latest tomorrow, I talk about, because Senator Liz Brown, District 15, early on was a co-sponsor of the Senate constitutional carry bill. So it's clear to me that she was simply using that as cover to claim she was for it, when actually she was doing everything she could to kill it.
Right.
And this is exactly what you're talking about. Now, it's not that uncommon for politicians to say one thing to get votes and to be secretly against what they're talking about in actuality. But it's very bad politics. It's bad policy. And the Second Amendment activists have become so knowledgeable about how these games are played that it's hard for legislators to get away with it anymore. So I don't know what will happen to Senator Brown. It's hard to believe that she won't face strong primary opposition, but that won't be for 4 years now because, as I said, the date to get your nomination papers in for the primary has passed by more than a month. So
right.
I don't see how they can do that now. But and so she'll be reelected because she's unopposed. And then in 4 years, I believe people will remember, but if we already have constitutional carry, it may not be as hot an issue.
It's definitely weak, though. I mean, you get out there, and I guess this is why people didn't like Trump, because Trump actually got stuff done. And these guys are trying really hard to not do something while looking like they're trying to do something. And that just irritates me. That's not – if you're going to get out there and you're going to claim to be leading, which you're supposed to be governing. You're not leading. You're not leaders. You don't get to be elected to be a leader, but you're not governing. And
what we saw on this issue was they're really playing games and fast and loose with the facts in who she allowed to testify at the meeting. And, you know, she did not act in a professional and disinterested way as the chairman in the Judiciary Committee meeting where the bill was killed. It was obvious to me she did not want to hold the hearing, but she was forced to by leadership.
She sounds like a another Democrat. We're coming up on the next break. Republicans that sound like Democrats, or that actually operate like Democrats, my favorite topic. Dean's stuff, you can find Dean's stuff at amoland.com, where he has well over 1,900 articles already written, waiting for you, all of them timeless, all of them actually, unless constitutional carry has been passed somewhere. Everything else is sort of timeless. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
As the war continues in Ukraine, President Vladimir Zelensky had a message on ABC in English for America.
I just want you to feel and to understand what does it mean for us freedom. Because always American people, they speak about freedom and they know what is it. And now, when you're looking at Ukrainians, I think you feel what does it mean for us. And if you understand how we feel like, how we fight against all the enemies for our freedom, I think we'll win.
A 15-year-old boy is dead, and two teenage girls remain hospitalized in critical condition after a shooting outside a high school in Des Moines, Iowa. According to the Des Moines Police Department, the gunfire came from a passing vehicle. Potential suspects have been detained. This is USA Radio News. Henry Enrique Tarrio, the former leader of the Proud Boys, a far-right extremist group, was arrested in connection to his organization's role in planning the January 6th attack. While Tarrio is not accused of physically taking part in the breach of the Capitol, the indictment alleges that he led the advance planning and remained in contact with other members of the Proud Boys during the breach. The indictment from the State Department alleges that Tarrio continued to direct and encourage the Proud Boys prior to and during the events of January 6th, and that he claimed credit for what happened on social media. A Georgia man was sentenced to 3 years in prison after illegally obtaining coronavirus relief loans and using more than $57,000 of the money to buy a collectible Pokemon card. Vinath Otismine of Dublin, Georgia, agreed to forfeit the costly trading card as part of a plea agreement, according to U.S. Attorney David Estes of the Southern District of Georgia. Otismine pled guilty in October to a single count of wire fraud. Otismine received over $85,000 from the loan program. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Indeed. Check him out, DeSantisHolster.com. Talking with Dean Weingarten. Where would you like to go now, sir?
Well, we talked about Ohio a little bit. Let me expand on that a little. And that is that it passed the House and the Senate in Ohio. It's going to be sent to the governor. I don't believe it has got to the governor yet because it takes usually 2 or 3 days for the administrative processes for usually the House leader has to sign it, the Senate has to sign it, has to go to some administrator who checks it over and makes sure all the I's are dotted, T's are crossed, and it has the language is correct for grammar and everything. And then it's formally sent to the governor. The governor has to indicate that they have got it, and that's when the time process starts. So I don't think it has gotten to Governor DeWine yet. And I expect him to sign it. So I think it's going to happen, but, you know, many things can happen in between, as we've seen on bills, so it's not done until it's actually done. And it hasn't passed yet, but it looks very, very close. And then we have Alabama. I don't know if you wanted to go there, but Alabama is also very close. It passed the Senate. The House had passed the version. The Senate version has 3 amendments that are, I would say, not killers of the bill. but modify it a little bit. One of those, for example, is that if the sheriff's departments lose revenue because of a drop in permits, there'll be grants by the state for 3 years to make up the revenue. Well, I don't see that the House would kill it over that. And there is, I think, an amendment that's saying if you're asked by an officer if you're carrying a firearm, then you're required to tell them. Well, I don't think that's a deal killer either. So I think it's very likely that Alabama will pass constitutional carry this year. And then we have Georgia, which surprisingly is moving ahead. The bill there has passed the Senate. It's now in a House committee. The committee will have to vote on it. Then it'll have to go to the House and be passed in the House. And then the governor would have to sign it. But in Georgia, the governor is now a big proponent of constitutional carry, and he's actively pushing to get it through because he has a very tight primary coming up and people weren't happy about the way that he acted in the 2020 election. So he's got a lot of incentives to put pressure on legislators to get it through, and I just can't see if it goes through the legislature that he would veto it because it's a major part of his campaign to win the primary. So we could, in a month, at most two, have four more constitutional carry states.
Which puts us where?
Which would mean that would put us at one half, 25 of the states of the union would have constitutional carry.
Now, I have a question. I'm glad that Kemp is doing that. Should we, in your opinion, if they come out and they do a good thing for the Second Amendment, should we look at them for the sum of their parts of what they are and what they did and all the things that they didn't do, if they give us one last, if they do this one thing prior to a primary to try to, you know, should we let them get away with what have you done for me lately?
Yeah. Well, I think the proper way to handle this, it's in my opinion, and I'm not a resident of Georgia, okay? So I really can't tell people there what to do, but I would get a big awards conference, and I'd have the Second Amendment groups, you know, give hugs and kisses, and give them a nice big trophy saying, hero of the Second Amendment for passing the constitutional carry, and then I'd vote them out of office. Because of what happened in the election.
Don't let the door hit you on the way out?
Well, no, I'd say, oh, it's wonderful. We're so glad you did the right thing here. You're a big hero, but, you know, this other guy is a little better than you, so we're going to vote for him. Both of the major candidates for governor in Georgia say they're very pro-constitutional carry. Governor Kemp has a higher burden because he did not act well during the 2020 election in the mind of a great many people in Georgia.
Sure.
So he has to do more. So that's what I would say. I mean, yes, tell him he did a wonderful thing for this. But would I reelect him? I would probably, if I were a resident of Georgia, not vote to do so.
I guess Stacey Abrams is not running for governor this year.
I don't think so.
Yeah, she claims she won it anyway already, so she's really the governor.
Right. I was going to say, you know, she's never exactly not been governor, right? I mean, for most of the media, she was the legitimate governor. She just got, you know, she just didn't get it because even though elections are always fair and have no fraud whatsoever, in her case, it was somehow different. And there's
anyway,
a lot of sarcasm in there.
Yeah,
who don't have good sarcasm detectors.
Same state, too. Same state. I mean, you had Kemp, who all the Democrats in Georgia in 2020 were saying, what do you mean illegitimate? This is great. But then when was Kemp elected? 2018?
I don't remember.
Anyway, when that happened, it was absolutely, this is, I'm surprised, you know, Stonewall Jackson's not running these campaigns and stuff.
Yeah, right.
The morphing these states do is amazing.
And I don't know if you want to go more on the 2020 election, but now we have that report out by the former Supreme Court justice in Wisconsin, which gives details about how the law, election law, was violated there at least 9 different ways, and that they were in ways that were more than enough to make up the difference in the election. And it's being poo-pooed in the old media, but if you read the report, I'd say, and you'll be amazed at how obviously the election was crooked.
I got a question I don't know. I don't know if you know the answer to it. I certainly don't know the answer to it, but I'll ask the question in the next segment. But we're about a minute away from the next break. Now, I think you need to understand what Dean is in order to, before you go read his stuff. Most of the time at SHOT Show, Amelan has a great breakfast. And in front of the breakfast, in front of every other writer and contributor of any sort at SHOT Show, Freddie Real will look at Dean and say, he is the biggest writer at Amelan. I am the biggest website of its type. And that makes him the biggest writer in the gun culture. Say it in front of everybody. Nobody gets out there and disagrees. So when you go to Amelan.com, click on all contributors. Look to the left. A little ways down will be Dean Weingarten's name. My name is before yours, but it doesn't highlight when you put the cursor over it. So they must not let me get researched. Oh, well. Talking to Dean Weingarten, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Indeed, check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Speaking with Dean Weingarten, how would you like to wind this one up today, sir?
I'd like to talk a little bit about the National Firearms Act and silencers, or some people call them suppressors, or I think a very accurate term is gun mufflers. And we've seen some interesting things going on with that. One is that silencers have become popular, and there are now roughly 2.6 million of them legally with tax stamps, federal tax stamps, in the United States, and the number of silencers owned legally has been going up exponentially at, I figured it out, I think it's 21% per year for the last 10 years. So that's a very high rate of increase. Some people who don't want an armed populace have become alarmed by that, and they have the ear of the Biden administration. And my understanding is that the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives have come out with some proposed regulations that change the current structure of federal law on silencers significantly. They are now saying that if you have something that isn't a silencer part, and the way the law reads, it can only exclusively made to be used in a suppressor, and if it could be converted easily to a part that is exclusively useful in a suppressor, then that particular pre-suppressor part is now a suppressor, and you can't own it or have it. Part of the regulations is supposed to, you have to include a list of where you got all the parts for your homemade suppressor to make sure that none of them were pre-suppressor parts. It's a huge rewrite of current Arizona law, and it's obviously designed to stop people from making their own suppressors. And it's just silly because suppressors are almost never used in violent crime, and they have a very legitimate safety function in protecting hearing and preventing noise pollution. A lot of the reasons that people object to gun ranges is because they make noise. And yet, they don't want people to reduce that noise by using gun mufflers, because then more people might shoot, I guess. I mean, it's a silly argument. It doesn't have much logic to it. But I understand that the BATF is going ahead with pushing these regulations, and I think they're supposed to come out in June. But I haven't read them myself yet. Now, in response to this stuff, we had Texas last year pass a bill saying that Texas no longer will regulate firearms suppressors or gun mufflers that are, and that they will not cooperate with the federal government in regulating suppressors and silencers. In fact, if a Texas official cooperates with federal officials in prosecuting people over suppressors under federal law, then the organization that they are part of in Texas will not get any Texas funding for the next year. That's a law with teeth in, and it should prevent local officials in Texas from cooperating on prosecuting possession and use of firearm suppressors. Unless, of course, if there's a crime involved, then they get people can be prosecuted for the crime they committed, not just for a suppressor. And then in Arizona, we have a proposed law, a bill, SB 103, where Arizona proposes, it hasn't passed yet, I don't know if it will, to remove the Arizona ban on firearm suppressors. Currently, Arizona lists gun mufflers, silencers, suppressors. They're illegal to own in Arizona unless you follow the federal law, which is you have to apply, you pay a $200 tax, you get tax stamp. It's about a six-month to a year process. And this bill would simply just remove the Arizona prohibition, leaving only federal prohibition. So it's a halfway position between the current law in Arizona and the Texas law. And so I a lot of things are happening there, and I don't know what will happen. There are some Supreme Court, or there's court, federal court challenges against things such as the bump stock ban, which is very similar to what they're doing here. Essentially, the ATF is making law. The regulatory agencies are not supposed to make law under a constitutional doctrine called the non-delegation principle. The very first part of the Constitution, you read it, says the only people who can make legislation is the Congress, the legislature, the House and the Senate. And if the ATF changes law, they're acting as the legislature by essentially making legislation, and they're not the Congress. Congress can't give to a regulatory agency the power to make legislation. So that's something that the Supreme Court is looking at, and we will probably see a decision on that in the next couple years because it's a contention, and it's being fought in several different circuits, I believe. Well, that's where we are on that night. But we'll see changes in the National Firearms Act in the next few years.
Does the ATF actually do anything that is beneficial within the United States today besides...
I've talked to people who believe that it does. You know, they regulate... They were a tax agency up until just a few years ago. I'm trying to think of when they switched over. I think it was less than 10 years ago. Come under the Department of Justice instead of the Treasury Department. they were under the Treasury Department, and they were sure that insured that collect excise taxes on alcohol and on tobacco, and the taxes on machine guns and silencers and short-barreled rifles and shotguns. They didn't get much taxes from machine guns because in 1986 the Congress, and it's a kind of a vaguely worded bill, voted not to allow any more manufacture of automatic firearms for ordinary citizens or civilians. So I would say that you could argue that they have some purposes that are legitimate, but very few that are legitimate about firearms.
Right. And just, I mean, you know, now the FBI is in charge of background checks, yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? I don't even have room to go off on this tangent because we're about to run out of time. Will you be joining me on Friday?
I expect to.
Yep. Very good, sir. I anybody looking for the, yes, sir. Anybody looking for this stuff that Dean writes, go to ammoland.com. Nearly 2,000 articles waiting for you right there. All of them still relevant. All of them still entertaining. AmmoLand.com and Dean Weingarten. Thank you very much tonight, sir. You don't have to repeat what you said. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me on.
Yes, sir. Back again in 21 hours. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It always has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&A Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&A Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&A Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.